My guest is Joey Wilson, who is going to talk to us about crop farming. It's not your personal discipline other than cropping to feed your cows, but tell me where your farm is and what all you do.
I farm on Old 17, just outside of town between Empire and Goleta. I grow corn silage and hay, but I'm a seed rep for one of the larger seed companies, and I'm a grain buyer west of Ottawa for a larger elevator as well.
Let's talk first about being a seed rep.
We sell corn, beans, and wheat. Basically, what you're called is a trusted advisor. I can take soil samples for you. I can work with our in-house agronomist or one of the various independent agronomists in the region to put together the right fertilizer program for you and the right product to put in your field. One thing about the West Carleton, Braeside, Empire area is the soil changes from field to field. In the same field, you could have a big sandy loam part and then kind of dip down into the clay. So we can work with variable rate fertilizer stuff. We can work with variable rate seed. We can provide the best seed for your type of soil. The Fitzroy clay is a big thing, and it's a bit blue. On a wet year, it's dangerous because it holds water. On a dry year, it's dangerous because the top gets hard.
Fitzroy clay, does it have any artistic uses, or it's just a big obstacle?
It's pretty good at being stuck to your boot.
So, your other role, you were saying?
I'm a grain buyer for a large elevator from the east side of Ottawa, so most of what I would buy as far as crop, we buy corn, beans, wheat, and oats for the most part. Once again, I work with farmers to make sure that they can make money. I play the futures a bit, and I do a lot of target marketing. When you grow a crop, you can sell it 2 years in advance if you want to, if the price is looking the way it should be. So, you know, it's interesting because you can sell the crop before it's planted. And with target contracting, basically what I tell customers is, as we sit down in January and February before their crop is planted, and we look at what their input cost is going to be, because by that time they've bought their seed, they've bought their fertilizer, and they've bought their spray. So then we find a break-even point, and then we think of a price at, let's say, 50 to 55% of their crop, and we put a target in, and then Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning hour time, that target could hit, and then you know your bases are covered. Basically, you know, you've hit your break-even point, so everything that you can grow above and beyond what you've sold is your profit. So I work together from start to finish with these crop guys to make sure that they're successful and make the most of what they're trying to do.
So in essence, by taking a risk, you're taking the risk out.
Basically, the thing about it is, the day you sell, maybe the next day the crop price is up another dollar or another $2 a metric ton, but you didn't lose money, you lost opportunity, you saved your money, and it's basically money in the bank. This year could have been one of the worst years to be a cropper in my time in farming. With all the rain, it wasn't an overly warm summer, you know, but we still grew a crop. If this summer proves anything, there's always going to be a crop, so don't be afraid to market it ahead of time.
If operating his own farm, selling seed, and marketing grain aren't enough occupations for Joey, he also dabbles in farm equipment and hosts Barnyard Breakdown on Valley Heritage Radio.
I'm on every Thursday, and I try to bring a variety of guests, different local growers of fruits and vegetables, or some cider people. I try to bring on some experts in different fields.
Anything else you wanted to add before we close?
Well, the Empire Farmers Market wrapped up this weekend past. Carp Farmers Market has a few more weeks. I hope that people get out and support these local growers, because if you don't, they won't be here.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.